Scripture this morning starts in the Gospel of John, chapter 1, and most of the verses from 1 to 14. In the beginning, the Word already existed. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. He existed in the beginning with God. God created everything through him, and nothing was created except through him. The Word gave life to everything that was created, and his life brought light to everyone. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness can never extinguish it. The one who is the true light, who gives light to everyone, was coming into the world. He came into the very world he created, but the world didn't recognize him. He came to his own people, and even they rejected him. But to all who believed and accepted him, he gave the right to become children of God. They are reborn, not with a physical birth resulting from human passion or plan, but a birth that comes from God. So the Word became human and made his home among us. He was full of unfailing love and faithfulness. And we have seen his glory, the glory of the Father's one and only Son. And from Colossians 1, 15 to 17. Christ is the visible image of the invisible God. He existed before anything was created and is supreme over all creation. For through him God created everything in the heavenly realms and on earth. He made the things we can see and the things we cannot see, such as thrones and kingdoms and rulers and authorities in the unseen world. Everything was created through him and for him. He existed before anything else, and he holds all creation together. I really love how the Apostle John begins his gospel. He wrote it towards the end of his life after having much time to process and to understand who Jesus was and the importance of what he did. John's gospel reveals a deeper understanding that he's attained probably through a lot of time spent in communion with the Holy Spirit. Over the course of his life, he's probably in his 80s by the time he writes this. John really understood who Jesus was, the Messiah, the Savior of the world. He also embraced that Jesus was God, and that he was love and light and life. John says of Jesus that the Word became human and made his home among us. God became a man, Jesus. I mean, imagine that for a moment. The creator of the universe becoming a baby, completely vulnerable and tiny, and having to grow like every other baby. Every other human baby. God did that for the purpose of reconciliation and restoration, to free us from the bonds of sin that had entangled mankind. Jesus said, "I came that they may have life and have it to abundance, to the full, till it overflows." Now John calls Jesus the Word made flesh. And Jesus says of himself, "I am the way, the truth, and the life." We combine those truths and discover that Jesus is the living Word of God. And calling Jesus the living Word means that the creator of the universe stepped out of heaven and took on human form, dwelling among people to make his message tangible and relatable. Think of it, if you will, as though you were a person who discovered a colony of ants, and you could see them working about and carrying on their business, and what they were unaware of was this terrible thing that was about to happen. There was a stream of water coming toward their colony. And you as a human can look and see all these things that are about to happen, and you try to help the ants, and you try to communicate with them as best you can to encourage them to move out of the area so they don't get destroyed. But you're a human and they're an ant, and they have no idea about you or what you're trying to say to them. And so you put a little barrier, and you think, well, maybe I can protect them, and I'll put something here to stop the water. But the ants don't know what you're doing, and they're very confused, and they begin to take away the barrier you're putting up. And you realize, I have to be an ant if an ant's going to understand me. And so you become an ant so that you can communicate with the ants about the tragedy that they're about to experience if they don't relocate. Well, God is way more above us than we are above an ant. And in many ways, God looked at his creation and he said, I need to communicate with you in a way that you will understand. And Jesus was that way. I mean, when we stop to think about it, sometimes I think maybe in our faith we take it for granted that Jesus came. We've learned this story since we were tiny, and it's an old story, over 2,000 years old. And we forget how real it is. God became man. Jesus is God's ultimate self-expression, not just in written form, although that's valuable, but as a living, breathing human who came to show humanity who God is. Jesus expresses the heart and the mind and the character of the invisible God. This is one of the purposes to which Jesus came for, to reveal the Father. Our Old Testament friends did not know God as Father, with the exception of David. But in the New Testament, Jesus reveals God as Father. We can read one of those exchanges in the book of John 14 when Jesus is having a conversation with the disciples, but primarily with Philip. And he says to Philip, if you really know me, you will know my Father as well. Anyone who has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, show us the Father? Don't you believe that I am in the Father and the Father is in me? The words I say to you, I do not speak on my own authority. Rather, it is the Father living in me who is doing his work. Believe me when I say that I am in the Father and the Father is in me, or at least believe by the evidence of the works themselves. And also in John 17, Jesus says this in a prayer, O righteous Father, the world doesn't know you, but I do, and these disciples know you. And these disciples know you sent me. I have revealed you to them, and I will continue to do so. Then your love for me will be in them, and I will be in them. By looking at Jesus' life, his teachings, and his actions, we are seeing God's heart for his people. Every person forgiven, every person healed, every person who Jesus showed mercy to, all reveal God's heart. Jesus, the living word, is the active force of God involved in creation and, in fact, is the source of our spiritual life. And unlike the printed text on a page, the living word involves an interactive personal relationship. We can love our Bibles, but we can love Jesus. It's a different kind of love. It's a relationship. And when we read our scriptures, we are not just reading God-inspired words. We are encountering the living word who continues to speak to our hearts. As Hebrews 4:12 reminds us, the word of God is living and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. That living power is Jesus himself cutting through falsehood, revealing sin, and transforming lives with grace and truth. Jesus is not just a historical figure to study. but an active presence today who speaks into our lives, guides us, and transforms us from the inside out. And how should we respond to the truth that Jesus is the living, powerful expression of God's word and desire a relationship? Well, our first response to the living word is to believe his message and to trust him as the Son of God who saves. Believe that he loves you and believe that he desires to have a meaningful relationship with you. Trust that following him and living according to his way will bring you the best life you could ever imagine, one full of peace and joy and fulfillment. When we read the Bible, we should approach it with a sense of reverence and a willingness to submit to its authority. We should read it with a readiness to listen and obey and apply its truth to our lives. We should shape our daily life and our relationships and the priorities we set around Christ's teachings. In practice, this means loving God and showing love by serving others. See, our life with Jesus is supposed to be about radical transformation of all that we are, transforming our hard hearts to a soft and responsive heart, transforming our tendencies to get angry quickly with being long-suffering, or our tendency to think we know it all with humility. Transformation from the inside out. A profound transformation of the way that we think, how we see things, how we see the world, and how we see other people, and how we act and react in every situation. Every area of our lives is meant to be transformed, to become more like Jesus. In the same way as the Father was in Jesus and lived through him, so Christ in us will live through us. We will look like Jesus. It should be the goal of every Christian to be mistaken for Jesus. This is an amazing invitation to an abundant life, the life that Jesus died for us to have. And there is nothing in this world that compares. So I encourage you to embrace the living word of God. Embrace Jesus. He is never out of reach. Draw close to him, and he will draw close to you. And allow your heart to be transformed in the process. Go now in the light of Christ, the living word, who was in the beginning, who came among us full of grace and truth, and who holds all things together in love. May the grace of Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be within you this week and always, so that others may see the light and the darkness will not overcome it. Amen.